Thank you, Roger. Happy Sunday morning, everyone. Dave Plyer is gone this week. It's myself, John Hansen, and Esmeralda Leon filling in until 5 a.m. And you're feeling the beat there, Esmeralda. You're drumming along over there.
I'm piano playing.
We're piano playing. We're halfway through the show. So I'm not a dad yet. I hope to
either.
Be. One. Esmeralda certainly isn't. Spoiler alert. I hopefully one day certainly want to try and be one. And I know that I got a lot of friends that are dads that are going through that journey, and they kind of say they figure it out. But there's a lot of lessons you learn along the way that you don't exactly expect to learn. And so Fatherly, which is this great thing we can talk about a little bit more, a publication that puts out really great content for new dads, stuff that really dives in deep to stuff, really fun stuff as well. Mm-hmm. They've tapped comedian Evan Kaufman to launch Dude to Dad. It's an original. It documents Evan's first year as a father, and Evan is very kind enough to join us this early in the morning out of New York. So it's 4:37 in the morning, Evan. First of all, thank you so much for joining us. Are you up this early this often now that you have a kid of your own?
So I just put him down to bed, and then it worked out perfectly because I was like, all right, you have to go to sleep. I have to go on the radio in Chicago now.
Just a very normal thing to say. So how old is your little one? Yeah. Introduce us to him a little bit.
All right, so Rory is my son, and he is 4 months today.
Ooh.
So this is, yeah, he looks like a tiny little man now, where before he was kind of like a rude, wrinkly potato.
Right.
Now he looks like an actual person.
That's gotta be so exciting. You know, I was looking at some of your videos, and I gotta say, I'm really impressed. Not only are they funny, they're informative, they're cute, they're everything that you'd expect them to be. But man, you guys are racking up over 1 million views on these things.
I mean, that's so kind of you to say. I mean, yeah, thank you for your one view that contributed that million.
I was the one that got you there. You're welcome.
I don't know if Esmeralda's checked it out yet.
Oh, Esmeralda, seven times.
To 1,000,001.
She's watching on all different devices,
yeah.
So she's really racking up
the views for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are like a click farm for us out in Chicago.
How'd you get involved in this, Evan?
So I actually, I've been a comedian and a freelance a director for a while, and so when my wife told me that we were pregnant, she was like, okay, we actually need some income coming in that's a little bit more stable, let's say.
Right.
So I was like, all right, great, I'll you know, go and hit the streets and see if I can come up with something that's a little bit more full-time, and I actually had a friend who was working at Fatherly, and he said, oh, they're looking for some people to do some video work for them. And so I came in, and actually in the room, we, you know, kind of came up with this idea because obviously they wanted to know if I was a dad. And I was like, well, I'm going to be a dad. And they're like, great. Would you want to make a video every week? And I was like, yeah, that sounds easy. I won't be doing anything. And it's, you know, maybe one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life.
So do you have any experience with babies prior to this?
My wife is Irish, so she has a lot of experience. I grew up in the woods in Connecticut and have probably held maybe two babies before I had my own.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And I got to say, those two times, not a big fan. didn't love it. Very nervous. You can tell when there's a man who has never held a baby before, because you can see like the biggest, strongest, most jacked dude, you know, somebody just killing sets at the gym, and you hand him a baby and it's like they are in an earthquake.
Right.
They're just shaking and they're like, you know.
Have you gotten over that?
It's like that.
Yeah, because I never knew. My brother just had his third kid, and now this is my third time around as an uncle, and I kind of now am okay picking up the baby, but just barely.
So much to think about.
Well, it's just that head. It seems like it's going to fly off that thing.
The uncle hold is a classic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're putting down your beer, you're looking into years of responsibility potentially ahead of you, and then you just get to pass it all. Mm-hmm. Which is great. Actually, the first night in the hospital, we had this really wonderful, droll Russian nurse who kind of gave me the reverse Ivan Drago when I was holding my baby. She was like, you don't have to be so gentle. You will not break him. That's, like, oh.
That's comforting. So,
yeah, thank you.
Evan, what I love about the videos, too, is they're pretty raw. Like, they're real. You feature real conversations that parents have that might be a little bit more taboo or, you know, things that you don't often hear. Has that been, you know, exciting to kind of share that side of things where it's just, hey, this is what it's like being a new dad and mom together, and here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's so great about Fatherly, and one of the reasons that I'm really proud to be making the videos for them is Fatherly's kind of deal is, like, we're not going to give you, like, the goofy dad version of this. We're going to give you the real version, you know, parents and dads. Dad kind of sometimes gets left out a little bit of the conversation, and, you know, rightfully so sometimes, because obviously birth is so, you know, mother-centric, and moms are so important to the whole thing. But, you know, I think one of the lovely things I've sort of discovered is what it means to be sort of a modern father and pitching in and helping out more. It's not as kind of, you know, goofy dad shows up for a couple seconds, puts a diaper on the baby's head and then goes to work.
Right. You should try that in one video.
Yeah. We're making it happen.
Yeah. What's one thing that you have learned as to your 4 months in? What's something that you know now that you didn't know 4 or 5 months ago?
Well, I just made this video about newborns smiling, which I had no idea that babies couldn't smile. I thought, you know, a kind of like a Disney version of a baby just comes out and you make some faces and they're like laughing it up and you're just having a grand old time and cartoon birds are floating around you. But babies don't smile and they really don't react to you. So you have to kind of put in a lot of effort. And I think the other thing that's really interesting is having a baby is basically like doing an open mic, but for 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
You are just like throwing material at them. You're singing songs. You're making faces. And they're just like, I don't care, man. I'm over here. I can't give you anything back.
Right.
This is all on you.
You're always on as a dad.
100%. And but I think the other nice thing is, you know, they can also tell when you're not giving it 100%.
Oh, wow.
That's when they do pay attention. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're really farming in this version of Old MacDonald. It sounds like you don't really have all the lyrics down.
So you're 4 months
in. Get back in the studio.
You're 4 months in right now. Is there anything that you have down pat now? Like, are you really good with the bottle? Diaper changing?
I have this hold that I can do. This sounds like a wrestling move, but it's kind of like a submission hold for him because my baby is very long and very squirmy. And so this is a lovely way to describe this little bean that
long
I love.
Long and squirmy.
Right.
Yeah, he's like an eel.
Okay.
But I have this kind of like crossbody hold and I can do this rocking motion with him where I kind of breathe in and out and it calms him down. So that's my wife is very jealous of this because he's gotten so big now that it's kind of hard for her to do this. And so that's you know, I'm in the dad gym here getting my dad arms doing my crossbody hold.
I was gonna say after all these episodes you should do some sort of like how to for your baby hold and other tips and tricks.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the internet is not they love a how-to, but really what they love more is telling you how you're not doing it right. So dad teaches you how to parent, I think, is there's going to be some fun comments on that. It is really fascinating, too. I think the other thing I've learned is that, you know, have you ever, if you're sick, you go on WebMD and you find out that what you thought was your cold is actually like you about to die at any moment. Parenting now is just like, my baby coughed for 3 minutes. Is that bad? And you go online, and it's like, your baby is a hell demon who will drag you and your family into the pit of despair. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. But you still love him.
How does this happen?
I gotta ask, Evan. You know, your Rory is really darn cute. This could have gone sour if he didn't turn out that way.
Oh, this was a, yes. So when I was born, my father called me a racer head because I looked like the baby in the David Lynch movie.
Oh, no.
Yes, my father, a very kind, generous man. And so this was a real fear I had, which I was like, if he looks like, you know, the old man from Up, people are not going to want to tune into this. But luckily, I got a glamorous Hollywood baby who...
Yes. It's like from Central Casting.
Instagram filter on all times.
Yeah, it looks like straight out of Central Casting. So you're going to have to, you know, maybe do some proof of the whole thing. Hey, what can we look forward to in the next couple episodes?
So I have a great episode coming up where I kind of talk a little bit about work-life balance, which is really fun. And I talk a little bit more about fatherly, which is great. And then I have another episode coming up with Karamo Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Queer Eye.
He's great.
It's a weird, oh my gosh, he's incredible. And it was really funny because me and my wife watched the new Queer Eye reboot on Netflix during like the first couple of weeks that he was, so we were so tired and dead, we would just watch the show and cry our eyes out, and we fell in love with these guys. And then just coincidentally, I was able to interview him through Fatherly, and I brought him this T-shirt because my wife for Father's Day actually got me a Queer Eye T-shirt, and I showed it to him. And it's always scary to meet celebrity. You know, they can always go bad where it's like, yeah, thanks, real cool, get out of my face kind of thing. But this guy, it was the best interaction. He was so excited, and I'm so excited to show this episode. He has a wonderful parenting story himself and some great advice for new parents, and I left that morning just like floating on a cloud, and then you know, reminded myself that I had gotten 2 hours of sleep and ate 3 bagels and went home and held my child and tried to be Karamo in that moment.
Yeah Karamo's awesome. And I gotta say, you know, I am a little newer to fatherly. I, you know, and maybe not being I'm a prospective father at some point. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have kids. And I gotta say, when I was looking at the website, and obviously you're part of it now too, I was kind of blown away at some of the incredible writing that goes on there and some of the in-depth stories that there's obviously great tips, there's great stories, there's fun, but, you know, stories about what happens when Americans imprison families, stuff like that, like really mm-hmm. impactful stuff. It must be a real, you know, an honor to write and to contribute these videos for a really great publication.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm so proud and lucky that I actually found these guys, because I too was like you in that, you know, when you don't have a kid, it's going to be hard to stumble across Fatherly, but Fatherly has just an incredible editorial voice and this range of really interesting and the way I kind of always think about it, it's very real. Mm-hmm. There, it's not patronizing. It's not like lists of like, these are the 5 things new dads have to do. It's very truthful, either first person writing or beautiful editorial work. And I mean, I'm really proud and probably a little out of my depth working for them, to be honest.
All right. So you, Evan, I know you got to get back to bed while you can still have the time, at least for another hour or two, however long it is. You can follow
a cherished hour of sleep.
Yes, exactly. You can follow Evan on Twitter at Evan Kaufman, EKAUFMAN. And of course, Fatherly HQ is where you're going to look on Facebook for that. And Dude to Dad is the name of the series that's going to be coming out. And when do your new episodes drop? What day?
So you can find them on Facebook Watch at facebook.com/dudetodad and on YouTube at youtube.com/fatherlyhq on Thursdays for Facebook and Sundays for YouTube.
Okay, cool.
And I actually have my baby monitor in front of me right now, and I think I hear my baby.
Oh,
and yes, he is moving around.
Oh, is that our fault? I'm sorry.
No.
Baby's like, interview
fault.
Is over.
Yeah, this interview is over. It's going on too long. He's like our natural producer.
I'm so sorry. My 4-month-year-old publicist is telling me I have to wrap this up. So,
Evan, it's been great to chat with you. Good luck with everything, okay?
Oh, such a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. All right, plenty more coming up next on 720 WGN.